Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Still wake up with Brent and Julie. Julie does have the day off, so I'm going to attempt to jump into the Entertainment Minute, recap everything that's happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds. Let's start off with this Twins sequel. There's a sequel to the movie Twins that starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito back in the day. It's going to be called Triplets. They're going to find out they actually have a third brother, and it's going to be played by Tracy Morgan. An interesting twist.
I love that. That's awesome. But the problem is there's like a, 25-year differential between Danny, and Arnold's age, and then Tracy Morgan. Like, he was the lost sibling.
Yeah. apparently, they were going to have Eddie Murphy, which would have been probably closer in age, right? Eddie Murphy, but he got too busy after Coming to America 2 was such a hit.
Oh, yeah.
They said they couldn't get Eddie Murphy, so then they got Tracy Morgan
to
do it.
Funny.
Some of these movies, though, I wish they would just lack beer. Like, that's an interesting twist. Like, what made that movie so funny is Arnold was jacked.
Yes, and Danny, exactly.
Like, now they're both just old.
Right.
Like, some sad news. Yesterday, we lost Norm Macdonald. He died yesterday after a nine-year secret battle with cancer. He was only 61 years old. If you're wondering and thinking, man, who's Norm Macdonald? He was a comedian famous for his time at Saturday Night Live, played Burt Reynolds.
You know, why don't we just move on to Final Jeopardy? The answer is this December 25th holiday involves decorating a tree and opening presents. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, where's my birthday?
He was so funny. He was excellent on Saturday Night Live. So many great movies.
Yeah.
Hilarious. One of the reasons he decided to keep the cancer a secret, though, because it has these like feelings of Chadwick Boseman. Kind of the same story. A source close to him said he didn't want his audience or anyone to feel differently when working with him or when watching his comedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only 61. So young.
So sad, yeah. And shout out to the Cardinals. Won 7-6 in extra innings yesterday against the Mets. And now are in the final wild card spot, a half a game over Cincinnati with the Padres coming to town. Don't look now, but watch out for the Cardinals. That's your Entertainment Minute. It is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Less than 5 minutes away from Justin Bieber tickets on the Wake Up with Brent and Julie. Julie with the day off, so I'll cover the Entertainment Minute. Here's everything that's happening in Hollywood. We do it in 60 seconds. There's a twin sequel. Remember the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito where they're twins? And apparently they're going to create a sequel where they're going to have a triplet. Their triplet will be Tracy Morgan.
I love that. I love that. I love the age discrepancy. I love the fact that they're going to redo that. That is such a great movie.
I don't know. This seems like a weird movie to touch. Apparently, they were going to have Eddie Murphy, but he's too busy, so that's why they went with Tracy Morgan.
Somebody made the suggestion earlier on the text line, on the Bomberito text line, that it should be Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I would be more down for that. If you want to do a reboot and then retell the story, fine. But a sequel to this, Like, the funny part about that is they were complete opposites. Now they're just old. I don't know. I just don't want to care.
Yeah, but they're
like,
still complete it's not opposites.
Like, that's true. But I just feel like Arnold's not the jacked Arnold that he was in Twins, yeah. You know?
And a real long time between original and sequel, too.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Some sad news. Norm MacDonald died yesterday after a 9-year secret battle with cancer. He was only 61 years old. Norm MacDonald, really famous for a ton of different movies, especially some of the stuff he did with Saturday Night Live.
Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See.
Such a funny guy. Apparently kept his diagnosis secret to everybody and has battled cancer for the last 9 years quietly because he didn't want fans to look at him differently, didn't want coworkers to look at him differently when he worked. Very Chadwick Boseman of him.
And very professional, too. We had him in several times over the years as he would perform, you know, here in St. Louis at the Funny Bone, and he was, you know, he was snarky on air, but very nice off the air.
Really?
Yeah, very good guy.
So sad. A positive story to end with. Taylor Swift actually showed up at this, like, kind of a pub in Ireland, sat down for 3 hours and watched a 22-year-old singer perform a 3-hour set. She just sipped on a margarita and just supported a local person singing, and then even afterwards came up and gave a couple of tips and advice.
Awesome.
I know. They said that she was super sweet, took pictures with like waitresses and any friends or any fans that were walking in. So a really cool story to end with. We'll post all those stories at Y98.com right after Pink. Justin Bieber tickets on Y98 St. Louis.
I don't wanna be
know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
So wake up with Brett and Julie. Julie with the day off, so I'll jump in and try to attempt to do the entertainment minute, recap everything in 60 seconds. Some sad news to start off with. Norm MacDonald died yesterday after a 9-year secret battle with cancer. He was only 61 years old. He was famous for a ton of different movies, but especially his time on Saturday Night Live.
You know, why don't we just move on to Final Jeopardy? The answer is this December 25th holiday involves decorating a tree and opening presents. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, what is my birthday?
So heartbreaking. Yeah. He kept it a secret. He was such a funny guy. He kept it a secret for 9 years, his battle with cancer, because he said he didn't want his coworkers to see him differently. He didn't want fans to see his comedy different. So he just kept it to himself in a very Chadwick Boseman-like.
Yeah, you know, and his comedy was always very snarky, but very, very funny. And I think that you know, wow, that just says a lot about him, you know, wanting not, you know, wanting to stay that way and let people, you know, enjoy his humor.
You said he came up to Y98 a few times.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. Off the air, just so awesome. On air, very funny. I mean, yeah, just a great guy all around. He'll be missed.
Speaking of nice people, Taylor Swift continues to just be one of the nicest people on the planet. She showed up and watched a 3-hour set to a young singer's show at a local bar in Ireland. She was supporting her boyfriend, who's filming a TV show for Hulu. So she was there, and she's like, "No, I'm going to go to the local pub." Goes to the local pub, has a margarita, and watches a 22-year-old who was just about to take the stage watch the whole set for 3 hours, then came up and gave some advice.
That would be, like, so awesome and intimidating at the same time.
I'd be so nervous. You look out in the crowd here, just at this local pub, and you're like, Taylor Swift? Oh my God. But she said that everyone said that she was the nicest person, took pictures with everybody. Super sweet.
Cool.
And don't look now, but the Cardinals won yesterday 7-6 in extra innings against the Mets last night. And now they are in the final wild card spot.
That's fantastic.
Half a game over Cincy and a game over the Padres, who roll into town tomorrow or this weekend. This entertainment report is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
She killed me, mom. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
She killed me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.